Maseches Tamai, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. In the previous Mishnah, we mentioned the requirements for someone to become a Nemon, trustworthy, that he took off Meiser. This Mishnah Gimel is a different topic, but it's similar. Someone who's becoming trustworthy, what he needs to do to become trustworthy regarding Taurus. A Chaver is someone that was careful to eat all his foods, not just foods that had a Kedusha, but even mundane Chulin foods. He would eat Betara without allowing it to become Tamei, to become pure. And for someone to be trusted on that, there was another list of requirements. So the Mishnah says, Hamakabla lovely is Chaver. Someone accepts upon himself to be a Chaver. Chaver is someone who's trustworthy on Taurus. Einei Mecher Lama Arts Lach V'Yavish. He has to make a declaration of a whole bunch of requirements. Just, I'm going to stick in. The Rav says this declaration needs to be in front of three other Chaverim that are trustworthy on this, and he has to keep to these requirements for a test period of 30 days. So he says, he's not going to sell food in Eretz Yisrael to Amar, to unlearned person, whether it's wet or dry. Food, in order for it to become tummy, it first needs to become in contact with water. Then the water will transfer tumma from another object onto the food. So he's not going to sell food to Amar, who's suspected to be Tameh, whether it's lach, whether it's wet, and that would have caused the food to become Tameh, or Yavesh, or even dry food, which may become wet later. He can't sell to Amarats because it potentially could become Tameh. This is, Mishnah is going with the opinion that it was Aser to make even Chulin mundane food to cause it to become Tameh in Eretz Yisrael. We happen not to Paskin that way, but this Mishnah is of that opinion, and so this is one of the requirements. Another requirement, he does not buy from Am Haaretz food that's wet, because he has to suspect that it became Tameh from the Am Haaretz. He does not go as a guest to the house of the Am Haaretz, because he may come in contact with something Tameh and become Tameh himself. And he doesn't allow the Am Haaretz to come and be a guest by him, while the Am Haaretz is wearing his own clothing, because he has to suspect that the Amarats' clothing are Tame and will come in contact and be Metame, something in the Chaver's house. The Mishnah then lists other requirements that are a Machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda brings a list of several other requirements. Afle Yagadol Behema Daka. Someone he has to accept upon himself not to raise small domestic animals like sheep and goat. And this is in Eretz Yisrael, and this is because they tend to wander around and eat in other people's fields, and it's stealing. V'loye parts b'nadarim u'b'schaik. He can't be parts b'nadarim, freely making nadarim vows that he may come to break, or b'schaik in lightheadedness. Too much lightheadedness will lead to immorality. So these are all issues that he has to commit not to be a part of. V'loyehe matam l'mesim. He has to commit not to become tummy from a dead body. Other tumma is easier to fix. The other tumma only requires going into mikvah, but becoming tummy from a dead body requires a whole tahara process with the paraduma, ashes from the paraduma. It's difficult to get a hold of, so he has to make sure not to become tummy from dead people. U'mishamish b'beis medrash, he has to serve and learn under talmidei chachamim in the beis medrash and learn Torah. So these are all requirements that Rabbi Yehuda required in order for him to become a chaver. Amru Lai, the Rabbanan said to Rabbi Yehuda, Lai bo elu laklal. These things did not come into the group of the requirements. These are not required. These last group are not required to become a chaver because they're not directly connected with Tara. They're fine qualities, but they're not directly connected with Tara, and therefore the Rabbanan did not require these things in order for him to become a chaver. Mishnah Dalet. Generally, when discussing tevel, which is produce that there was no trumas and meisers taken off of definitely, it was on the seller to take off trumas and meisers. One was not allowed to sell produce that the trumas and meisers were not taken off of. Our Mishnah gives an exception to that regarding demai, regarding a specific case. Hanachtaimim, bakers, the Rav says that we're talking about specific bakers. It's a Nachtaim Chaver. It's a baker who's trustworthy on Trumas and Meisters and Taurus. and he purchased the grain that he baked his bread with from Am Haaretz, so it's Dmai. So this baker, Laichaivu Aisei Chachamim Lahafrish Elakite Trumas Maiser Bechala. The Chazal only required him to take off before he sells the bread Trumas Maiser and Chala, these two portions that needed to be taken off. But Maiser Sheni, they did not require him to take off, and it was required on the buyer. And the Rav speaks out, this is specifically when he's selling it to another chaver, another person who's knowledgeable and trustworthy, that he's going to take off the Maiser Sheni. But if he's selling to Am Haaretz, then the seller has to take it off because he has to suspect that Am Haaretz won't take off the Maiser Sheni. And this was a leniency here. The Chazal, the Rabbanan, did not require him to take off the Maiser Sheni when selling it to chaver. This was because the Rav explains that it was in a time period where the government officials mandated that the bread had to be sold very cheap, and and the bakers were making a very minimal profit, and so the Rabbanan said that they don't need to take off the Maiser Sheni, have the buyer take off the Maiser Sheni, because Maiser Sheni is difficult, it requires bringing it to Eretz Yisrael in order to eat, and so they made this leniency on the baker, who was otherwise having a very, very small profit. The Mishnah continues, Hachenvanim, retail store owners that are selling produce retail, in small quantities, Einan Rashayin Limkar said Dmai. They're not allowed to sell Dmai. They have to take off Maiser first. This is because they make more of a profit. And so therefore, Chazal required them to take off Maiser before selling. Kol Hamashpin B'mida Gasa. But anybody who sells in large measurements, then Rashayin Limkar said Dmai. They're allowed to sell Dmai before Maiser is taken off of, because when they sold in larger quantities, they were more generous on the measures, and they therefore had smaller profits, so their Rabbanan allowed them to have the buyer take off the Maiser. Elu hein hamashpim b'mida gasa, these are the people that are considered to be using large measurements that don't have to take off Maiser before they sell it. Kegain hasitonais, people that are wholesalers, u'mechri tzvua, people that are selling grain, they sell the grain in large quantities. And these people were considered sellers of large measurements that did not have to take off Maiser. They were allowed to sell Demai and require the purchaser to take off the Maiser.